Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 40 for Monday, August 31st. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Monday morning as losses in the Chicago soy complex and general weakness in the global financial markets weighed on prices. Canola was down $3 to $5, the November contract down $4.90 at $472.80 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also down overnight, and that added to the softer tone in canola. Chart-based speculative selling was a feature, although activity was on the light side to start the day. Farmer hedges were also expected to start coming forward as harvest activity advances across the prairies. However, adverse weather in some parts of Western Canada over the weekend may cause some delays and quality concerns, and that did temper the declines. A softer tone in the Canadian dollar helped underpin canola as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down. Soybeans down 7 to 10 cents, the November contract down 10 at $8.75 per bushel. Improving production prospects with rain in the nearby forecasts for some dry areas of the Midwest put early pressure on beans. Activity in the global financial markets was also bearish as declines in equities and crude oil had speculators selling in the grains and oilseeds as well. Corn, it was pressured by good U.S. weather and the outside economic forces as well, with prices down 1 to 4 cents. The December contract down 4 at $3.71 per bushel. However, updated production estimates out of Europe, lowering the corn crop by nearly 7 million tons there due to hot and dry weather, did help limit the losses in corn. For wheat, prices are 4 to 8 cents lower. The December contract in Chicago down 7 cents at $4.77 per bushel. The U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities, and that kept the bias lower in wheat, especially as a strengthening U.S. dollar will make U.S. wheat even more expensive for global buyers. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, August 31st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.